بكرة وأصيلة, in the morning and in the evenings. هو الذي يصلي عليكم وملائكته ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور. Allah says that He is the being that sends salawat on you. هو الذي يصلي عليكم. Allah is sending salawat on you. وملائكته, and His ملائكة, for what? ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور. And this, the ما قبل, the verse before this, is because you are making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively. So make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide others. That is why, my dear respected friends, it is an usul in the Jamaat-e-Tabligh that when they go out to invite people, they do not rely on their own abilities. They do not rely on the personalities that are in the crowd. They do not rely on the man that is giving the particular message across. They do not see whose house they are knocking on and the status of that person. They keep other people totally dedicated to the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they draw from the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they place total reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spreading hidayah, because He is being worshipped and because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being praised. My dear respected friends, this dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only is it the reason for hidayah, if we look further and closer, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through his hadith, we will find that the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I had mentioned earlier, is the very purpose of the existence of not only humankind and jinnkind, it is the purpose of existence of the entire universe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran Kareem speaks about when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the angels. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the malaika that I am going to place on this earth a vicegerent. And the malaika said, قَالُوا أَتَجَعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءِ. Are you going to put in there somebody who's going to shed the blood and somebody who's going to make fasad? وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ. And we are these pure beings. We make your tasbih, we make your tamheed, and we make your taqdis. We are those beings, those clear, pure beings that sanctify you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you do not know what I know. My dear respected friends, if we see this situation and we see the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu and Abu Sa'id radiallahu anhu, that they said, shahida anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, la yak'udu qawman yadhkurun Allah illa haffathum al-malaika wa ghashiyatum al-rahwa وَنَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّكِينَةِ وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَهُ. That there isn't a people that sit in a group making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except حَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, that the malaika surround them. وَغَشِيَتْهُمُ الرَّحْمَةِ, and the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends on them. وَنَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّكِينَةِ, and a special peace and tranquility which comes down from the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes into the hearts of these people, which is called sakina. And then the most important thing, وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَهُ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions them by those who are with Him. This mentioning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of us, of you, my dear respected friends, in the court of the malaika is what is the definition of وَالَّذِي يُصَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ. That is the salawat of Allah on you, the praising of Allah on you in the company of the malaika. You see there that the challenge of the malaika to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this being will make fasad on this earth, and this being would not make your taqdis, and this being who is given a choice would not make your tasbih and your tamheed. It is us who have been created for that job. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now boasts to the malaika that this being that I have given the choice, he does it. My dear respected friends, it goes further to that. The entire universe remains in its existence because it remains in the dhikr of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, تُسَبِّحُ لَهُ السَّمَاوَاتُ السَّبْعَ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهِنْ وَإِنْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. That تُسَبِّحُ, that it makes its tasbih, لَهُ مَا, that السَّبْعُ السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ, the seven skies and the seven earths. Those things are not yet fathomable. Nobody knows. If you dig in this earth, you observe this earth, nobody knows what is yet the seven skies and the seven earths. Some other scientists come with their parallel universe theory and all other conjectures, but nobody knows the extent of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that all the seven skies and the seven earths and everything that is in it, and there isn't a thing, وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ, there isn't a thing in the least, except that it makes the tasbih and the tamheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَحُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ, but you do not understand its tasbih. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُسَبِّهُ الرَّعْدُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ مِنْ خَيْفَتِهِ, that the thunder makes the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the malaika makes the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In all these things, if you read in the Quran Kareem, the birds in their formations, when they are flying, they are also in the state of the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear respected friends, the entire universe exists because it is in the tasbih and the tamheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Two beings, ins and jinn, who are given choice, when they make the tasbih and tamheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they become in cognizance with the entire universe and they fulfill their right of existence. That is the meaning of وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. My dear respected friends, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so powerful that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana yadhkuru rabbahu fi kulli ahyanihi. That Aisha radiallahu anha reports that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at every condition of his used to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us not to obey those particular people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made their hearts ghafil of the dhikr of Allah. Even when this ummah looks for its leadership, it should look to those people. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَا تُتَعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ وَكَانَ أَمْرُهُ فُرُطًا. That do not obey that particular person. وَلَا تُتَعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ, whose heart we have made ghafil, we have made unmindful, and dhikrina wattaba'a hawahu, and he follows his hawa, wa kana amruhu furuta, and all his matters are at a waste. My dear respected friends, look at us, where do we look to our leadership for? Where do we follow? What do we do? So much so, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, and following on this hadith, that we should make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times, even when you finish your salah now. فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ, referring to the Salah of Jum'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضِّ اللَّهِ, that spread out in the earth and seek from the bounties of Allah, and فَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively so that you are successful. Similarly, even if you are facing the enemy, even if you are in jihad, if you are not in the state of dhikr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands you, says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu idha laqitum fiyatan, when you meet an enemy, when you meet a force, fasbutu, be steadfast, wadhkuru allaha kathiran la'allakum tuflihun, and make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively so that you are successful. My dear respected friends, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is an indication of the qurb of your heart, and it is an indication of the extent to which the individual is connected and close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make it at all your times, make it in all your actions, make sure it is there through all your salah, and make sure there is only two things, as we had said. One is, stand on yourself, stand on your nafs, go against those very inside factors that are within us which lead to our detriment, where we have this quality of riya, we have this quality of wanting to show people off, we have this quality of self-aggrandization within us. Nullify all that. Know that none of the things, whether it is the wealth, beauty, iman, the abilities that a person has, any of those things, none of that are due to us. It is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much so that even the a'mal as-saliha is only due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And hidayah is not spread by me, by my effort, by anybody. It is spread by Allah and Allah alone. And make it dhikr. These two things, my dear respected friends, will ensure our qurb to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much that it becomes very easy to die with the dhikr on our tongues. Because just as your affirmation of iman at the beginning when you said the shahada was reliant on iqrar, the affirmation, the confirmation with your tongue, where you had to say la ilaha illallah, and that's how we know you are Muslim, you have to say it. Similarly, when you are leaving this world, when you die in that particular state and our ruh is extracted, let us make the dhikr so excessively that only la ilaha illallah and nothing is on the tongue of the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when the souls of this ummah are being extracted. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the company all the abilities to be in the company of those people who are spiritual doctors, those people who can discern these very inward diseases which are within us, which will nullify our ibadah. And after that is discerned, we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do certain spiritual exercises to clean them out and remain all the time in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it is the greatest and it is the ruh of all ibadah. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.